Welcome to Worldwide Wonderful Women, a podcast for your living in divine power when yours is diminished. A podcast where encouragers receive encouragement. We understand these are hard times. You may find that it is becoming more of a challenge for you to remain strong as you give of yourself continuously. That's why this is the place to join other women globally who face the same challenges as you. So join us regularly to receive biblical insight, not to faint, but to stand strong. This is the podcast to be rejuvenated and revitalized. Now, let's join our host, Paula Harris.
Greetings, and welcome back to episode number 38 of Worldwide Wonderful Women. The title of this episode is Happy Mother's Day. I would like to wish every mother a Happy Mother's Day, even if you're not a natural mother, but a spiritual mother, in that you played a part in God's plan of leading others to new birth in Jesus Christ. And if you are sorrowing over the loss of your mother, I know what that feels like, and pray that God will comfort your heart. I married a wonderful man by the name of William, who played an important role in my becoming a mother. Together, we are the parents of three sons, Andre, Aaron, and Arlen, whom we're very proud of. We all have our ups and downs, but overall, we're a very blessed family. Two of our sons are married, and the addition to our family is a blessing as well. We have two daughter-in-laws, Heather and Tatiana, and we have four grandchildren, Kylie, AJ, Aiden, and Ty. Now, with Jesus at the center of any family, you will not fail. You will have challenges, but you will find out that He will provide all that you need to face the challenges of every day. I would like to take a moment to encourage you as mothers. No matter how old your children get, we will never stop being moms, although our roles may change. Maybe you still have children in the home, and if so, I would like to share some insight with you. In Ephesians chapter 6, it says, "Children are commanded to obey their parents," meaning both fathers and mother. "They are also to honor them," that is, to show them respect, as instructed in the Ten Commandments in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Such behavior comes with a promise that the child will do well and enjoy a long life. That's in verse 3 of chapter 6 in regards to Ephesians. There is a reward for a child who obeys and honors his or her parents. However, parents are not to make unreasonable demands on their children either. We see the command not to exasperate or provoke our children in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And that is where I would like to focus on for a moment with you today. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, in the New King James Version, it states, "As you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." In the New Living Translation, it states, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but by the way you treat them, rather bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord." Also, we find that the Lord repeats this matter, and when He repeats something, we really need to pay attention. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, and in Colossians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21, it says, "Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord." And then it says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged." In these scriptures I shared, be mindful. Fathers are addressed because they represent the head of the family, but it applies to us moms as well. We are not to exasperate or provoke to anger our children by unreasonable, cruel demands, petty rules, nagging, constant nagging, or favoritism, or severity, or unreasonableness, or sternness, or undue harshness, needless restrictions, or selfish means of authority in dealing with them, even with a wrong spirit or by wrong methods. Let's not provoke our children by being unreasonably severe with them or ridiculing them needlessly. When we do that, it may cause a child to become discouraged, and it may deaden their affection or desires for living holy for the Lord and make them feel that they can't possibly please you as a parent in any way. And so therefore, children become exasperated by unreasonable demands, and they may rebel, and that rebellion will lead to godlessness in their lives. A child who has experienced this is very difficult sometimes to win back to the Lord. And so we are to be tender-hearted and considerate when dealing with our children. Now, as a wise parent, let's seek to make obedience desirable and attainable by love and gentleness. As parents, instead of being tyrants in the way that we deal with them. So now let's look at the word nurture. And remember what our scripture says. As you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. The word nurture means tutorage, for example, education or training by disciplinary correction. So then that includes chastening, chastisement, instruction, and nurture. To train up a child, we have to educate or discipline by punishment, chasten, instruct, learn, or teach. So to bring up a child in the nurture of the Lord, it means to train them by disciplinary correction. It means to educate a child by discipline, which may include punishment. It is very important that we understand the meaning of this word. Now, the word admonition means calling attention to, for example, mild rebuke or warning. So it includes rebuking or giving caution. It means calling attention, really, to the word of God. So in other words, in the admonition of the Lord means calling attention to the word of God and its warnings and rebukes. So we must chasten that child with his eyes on the word of God. It breaks my heart to know that we've gotten away from the meanings of these words today, and that's why we're experiencing so many different issues with our children. Because first of all, we don't take the time to make sure that we're disciplining them correctly, and especially not showing them the consequences of discipline, and especially in relationship with the Word of God. So now, properly understanding these words, the parents have an awesome responsibility unto the Lord to discipline their children prayerfully, in love, and calling attention to the Lord's commands as we are instructing and teaching and nurturing our children. And that child should know that the spanking or the disciplinary action is being taken because of the Lord's commands. In Proverbs chapter 13, verse 24, it says, "He that spareth his rod hateth his son." When we correct our children in this way, we share with them the scripture so that they know that we too are obeying the word of God and that it's out of love that we're disciplining them so that they may have a full life. And that if we didn't love them, we wouldn't take time to correct or to instruct or nurture them in the correct way. Now, nurture also has to do with meeting their everyday needs, but we want to meet their needs in body, mind, and spirit as well as parents. Okay? Now, the child has to be informed that the discipline, again, is being carried out in the admonition of the Lord. In Proverbs chapter 22:15, it says, "Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, but the rod of correction shall drive it far from him." It should break our hearts to have to administer any type of spanking or other disciplinary action, knowing that our child has sinned against God. But we are to love them so that they will confess, repent, and be restored with our Lord and with anyone else that they have offended. And that includes us as well. So the admonition is to avoid the negative by doing the positive. In other words, do not provoke your children to anger by doing the positive. And the positive is bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Our text says, don't provoke them, but nurture them. That negative is avoided by doing the positive. It is avoided by nurturing them. And parents, we can do this because God gives us the ability to do so. So then again, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, "And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord." We are to bring them up in the discipline that was set forth by God. Do you know that there are children that identify God in regards to how we interact with them, in regards to our behavior? There are times when they will conclude that God is mean or that God is kind in relationship to whether we have been mean or to whether we have been kind to them. So we need to be mindful of this as we interact with our children. So then again, children are to obey in the Lord, and parents are to train and instruct and nurture in the Lord. God is the center of all of our relationships and our teaching and our learning and our instruction and our given discipline to our children. If you were to read Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 to 11, you'll see how it speaks in these scriptures how God disciplines us, his spiritual children, and how he does it out of love. And so let's be mindful that we are to discipline our children out of love as well. And when you look at Hebrews chapter 12, it also says that God disciplines each of his children, or else they would be considered illegitimate. And we need to take time to discipline and nurture and instruct our children as well. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we go around smacking and abusing and terrifying our children. That is not what I'm saying. As I said, if we would do the positive, we wouldn't have to do the negative. And so, in conclusion, parents are to treat their children in such a way that children will want to obey. And children must obey their parents for Christ's sake, even if their parents are not believers. And this is supported by the commandment in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. And then again, and of course, Christian children should not do anything sinful if their parents should command them to do so. In such a case, children must obey God rather than man. And that's Acts chapter 5, verse 29. Praise our children for doing well instead of constantly criticizing them. And then doing that along with loving discipline will help to rear our children in the training and the instruction or admonition of the Lord. Now, when we correct them, our goal should be to train them and not to just punish or definitely not abuse them. So as a mom, I did a lot of things right in regards to my children, but I also made mistakes. And I ask God to guide you and give you wisdom as you're bringing up your children in the discipline and admonition of the Lord. Remember, God is faithful, and as each child is different and has specific needs, we need to go to him for wisdom, because we don't treat all of our children in the same way because they are unique. Listen next week as we continue to encourage you as moms during the month of May. and smile. Jesus loves you.
Thank you for listening to Worldwide Wonderful Women. We trust you enjoyed the program. Please take a moment to leave us a good rating and review on iTunes to help us continually encourage others around the globe. We also invite you to go to twmforjesus.org. That's TWM, like in Mary, FORJESUS.org, to download your free gift and see other resources to help you live in divine power. And oh, don't forget to tell your friends. Until next time, be strong and of good courage.